hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And we're back!
And time keeps nice dragging on.
Welcome once again to another episode of Mike and Oscar. In the spirit of Bohemian Rhapsody, it kind of inspired us to have a new form of episode. We're going to have a lot of new stuff debuting for you guys in the coming weeks, and we figured to get on right on top of that early in November. We're going to have, this is a top five episode, and people like lists, and we like lists, and we like hot takes, and this is kind of a mixture of those two things. So in the spirit of having us see Bohemian Rhapsody soon, we're recording this before we have seen it, we're going to do a top five list involving musicians in movies and movie stars playing musicians. It's going to be a music and movie type thing. This is another episode of Mike and Oscar. I am your co-host, Mike One. This is also Mike.
Also Mike here, and yes, I just recently watched High Fidelity. We needed a couple episodes to have some fun with,
yes,
that we can record quickly and get out to you quickly. And yes, Desert Island top fives are a highlight of that movie and definitely in our hearts. So this is our Desert Island top fives in terms of singers and movies, musicians and movies.
Yeah, in one way or another, both with musicians playing, acting in movies and actors playing musicians in movies, blah, 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 back and forth. You'll understand as we go because I'm not good
at explaining things.
So let's dive right into it. We'll talk about, we already had a short little half-episode talking about the best use of Queen music,
right, that was
in
fun.
Movies. That was fun to do. We kind of released that at the end of last week. And now, to start off your week, now we're going to be talking about the movies that were done by actors portraying real life singers.
Yes, so musical biopics. What's the best performance in a musical biopic? We got a long list. We'll chat them up and then we'll rank our top five. So in What's Love Got to Do With It, Tina Turner is played by Angela Bassett. Tough movie to watch, but she is awesome in it.
Very tough movie to watch, but she is
good. Forest Whitaker is very good too there. And again, tough to watch, but she can really perform. Ray, the movie Ray, is Ray Charles is portrayed by Jamie Foxx.
He was spot on in that.
An all-timer.
Won the Oscar for that. Well deserved.
That same year, to really make us sick of the genre, Walk the Line with Johnny Cash being portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix came out.
I want Joaquin Phoenix to be more normal. Like, okay. He's such a good actor. I wonder if that's part of his uniqueness, but I feel like if he would just, he crushes every role he gets. I feel like he'd get more.
I really, really liked this movie back in the day. It just is. I'm just so white. I am.
I liked it.
I liked it back in the day. I fell in love with Reese Witherspoon. This movie really worked for
me. Here.
It touched my heart, so that there it is. I'm admitting things. Amadeus!
Amadeus!
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was portrayed by Tom Hulce.
Where have you gone, Tom Hulce?
Yeah, he doesn't look good now. I'm just going to say it. I looked at his IMDb, and poor guy, he looks like he ages like we do, I guess.
This was his mountaintop.
He was great in this movie. We're going to talk about him again. Next movie here is Get On Up.
Get On Up!
James Brown, portrayed by Chadwick Boseman.
We both said we were high on this performance. I wish the movie was a little better, but
I kind of like that it was, like, after the Walk the Line Ray craze, right?
Right.
Years later, they did the biopic differently, and I enjoyed the new structure to it, like all the flashbacks.
Yeah.
It didn't quite hit home for me either, but it was pretty strong. I didn't hate it.
Fair enough.
Straight Outta Compton, two nominees here in our category. Ice Cube was portrayed by his son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
So what's the son of an Ice Cube? Just water?
Lil Cube.
Just a stupid joke there.
That's terrible. My joke was worse. Straight Outta Compton also featured Eazy-E being portrayed by Jason Mitchell.
He got a lot of love for that.
Yeah, his breakout performance, yeah. I think. And a lot of Oscar reel scenes, too.
He
almost had a chance at a nomination there. In The Coal Miner's Daughter, Loretta Lynn was portrayed by Sissy Spacek. Tommy Lee Jones also in that one. I have not seen that movie, but everybody loves it.
Yeah, Sissy Spacek's another one that kind of has gone away as time has gone on. I'd love to see her in more stuff, though.
Yeah, she was solid in The Old Man and the Gun, even though, I mean, that movie was fine. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
You're coming around on it slowly.
It's fine. It's not a bad movie. It's just, I don't think it's Oscar reel laden performances. Come on.
I'm going to see what the Academy agrees with you in a couple months.
Better agree with you. I'm Not There features performances of Bob Dylan, portrayed by a litany of actors and actresses. My favorite in that movie was Kate Blanchett. She did an awesome job as
Dylan.
She
is awesome, and she looked just like him, too.
It was crazy.
From that era. She's phenomenal.
It's a hell of a performance. It like a quick vignette, but it really worked, I thought. In The Doors, Jim Morrison is portrayed by Val Kilmer. That's like a well-known Oliver Stone movie for sure.
Let us all know that it was okay to light the closet on fire if our girlfriend's locked inside.
Meg Ryan's pretty good in that movie.
She is. She's great.
And, you know, she could have went down that path, all drama all the time.
The biggest fault of that movie is the on-the-nose dialogue by the ancillary characters, which I guess kind of has to balance out how Jim Morrison spoke, so it makes a little more sense, I guess, because he was so out there.
Yeah, he's just in, you know, lyric poems.
Yes.
Haikus for the whole movie, and yeah, it makes sense. Selena Quintanilla was portrayed by Jennifer Lopez.
Talk about a breakout role.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I watched it recently. It wasn't bad.
No, it's not bad. I actually had to watch that. I had to rewatch that for my freshman year of high school Spanish class. Yeah. I don't know why, but I mean, she just decided that it was important for us to rewatch it about a Spanish singer.
Yeah, strong movie. I kind of liked it. The Buddy Holly story. Buddy Holly was portrayed by Gary Busey. This was years ago. I've seen this. I haven't seen it.
Yep.
In a while. Gary Busey. From here, was this the downfall into the rabbit hole of Alice in Wonderland? I don't remember.
Forget how, like, not crazy Gary Busey used to be, or at least not as publicly crazy. He was, like, an okay actor.
Talk about becoming a parody of yourself,
shit,
right?
Huh?
Miles Ahead featured Miles Davis portrayed by Don Cheadle. I've not seen this one either. Sorry, I know it's a heavy movie about heroin addiction. It's rough.
Yeah, Don Cheadle doesn't shy away from rough...
Yeah, Born to be Blue. I forget the name of that jazz musician portrayed by Ethan Hawke as well. So that's another one I didn't include here, but I haven't seen him.
Right.
LaVienne Rose, Edith Piaf was... Edith Piaf was portrayed by Marion Cotillard. I'm sorry, France.
Yeah, this is spot
France,
on.
France, I am sorry.
Spot on
Marion Cotillard.
This is one I have not seen.
Marion Cotillard.
Very good.
She's great in that movie. And the makeup really works. It's another one where if you have bad makeup, just like we saw with Darkest Hour, if you have bad makeup, it'll disqualify the movie. If you have great makeup,
she pulls it off.
And she's got a great performance. I mean, it's like the Gary Oldman thing. It really worked.
All right, awesome.
Unlike other movies that rhyme with schmoes from last year. Anyway, Bound for Glory, Woody Guthrie is portrayed by David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Another movie I haven't seen here. It's a Hal Ashby film that I think I want to watch pretty soon because his documentary's coming out. And
Good point.
Space in my film watching life. 8 Mile. Eminem, I'm calling this a biopic because Eminem is playing himself here.
He is. Yeah,
I know he's named Rabbit. I know it's not. It's loosely based on. No, he's playing himself.
Brittany Murphy was great in that, too.
True. All right, Michael, so we're ranking top fives.
So we're going to have a couple of top five rankings for you this episode. This is as subjective, I should say, as it gets.
If you're on a desert island,
yeah,
and you got to watch a musical biopic. This is all you took with you. And you have a TV and a DVD that works, and you have a generator. This analogy is just coming apart at the scenes.
Keep going. It's a generator that runs forever.
Runs on sand. Yes, good point. The sand power generator. Mm-hmm. You will watch five movies. Go ahead. Five performances.
So, yeah, number five, I'm going to start with Val Kilmer. I thought it was a very believable Jim Morrison, having only seen interviews and old interviews of Jim Morrison and how he's so off the reservation as it is. I thought Val Kilmer did a decent enough job. I don't know if I would call it award-worthy or award-contending. Right. Meg Ryan, I think, was the bright spot of that movie for me. But yeah, Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison, why not? Number five.
So to thoroughly break my analogy into pieces, I'm going to say a movie that I never want to watch again because it's so rough. What's Love Got to Do With It?
It's not easy.
Well, Angela Bassett is great in that movie.
She
nominated
is.
For Best Actress in 1994. She gets the crap kicked out of her, but her performance is absolutely terrific.
How far have we come to as a society when, like, the Tina Turner, Tina and Ike Turner used to be such a punchline because of all the domestic abuse, and now it's just like spoken about in such heavy tones because it's just people have actually come to grips with the realization that, you know, this shit is not good. It's not okay.
But on a happier note, I just seen 20 Feet from Stardom, and there's like a little segment in there where Tina Turner's backup singers. It's an awesome documentary, by the way. Loved it.
It won
the Oscar.
Yeah,
yep.
It won the Oscar.
And Tina Turner has a little segment, and what a physical, what an athlete she was dancing. I mean,
I believe it.
Great athlete. The way her and her backup singers danced was incredible. And yeah, she was just larger than life. So that was my number five. My number four is Joaquin Phoenix from Walk the Line. He is not as convincing in a musical sense as Johnny Cash. He's like, he's far. And he, you know, kudos for singing his own songs and trying to do the imitation. But you listen to Johnny Cash and and you listen to Joaquin Phoenix.
Come on.
I mean, like me and my brother John, we make fun of John for talking like this in my family. That's how he sang, and it was fine. It's fine.
I mean, you can't compare to Johnny Cash, though. You know, I mean, like, you're not anyone they picked is going to come up short in that.
The crispness of Johnny Cash. Again, like, low like a train, hard like a razor. Yeah. When they that line in the movie, and then he's just singing low, Joaquin Phoenix. But where he shines in this film is the dramatic scenes. The scenes with Reese Witherspoon, they're both great in
that. It's a great movie. I was surprised it wasn't given more credentials than it was, but at the time.
Yeah, about a few points off for the Walk Hard, Dewey Cox parodability.
It was funny.
Mike, you're number four.
I almost actually put Dewey Cox in my top five for John C. Reilly's performance there, but I'm number four. I loved O'Shea Jackson Jr. I couldn't stop seeing a young Ice Cube on screen during Straight Outta Compton.
He has an advantage.
But he does. He's got good bloodline to play that role. He, of course, is Ice Cube's real-life son, but I thought he was the bigger breakout star for me watching that than Jason Mitchell was playing Eazy-E. I know Eazy-E, the Jason Mitchell performance, got all the publicity,
but and there wasn't really a lot of talk. They're both stars now, so we all win.
Yeah, I thought O'Shea Jackson Jr. was great in that movie. True. The movie, by the way, was, if you haven't seen it, go see Straight Outta Compton. Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a fun movie. That's a crazy movie. I love that year. So, Mike, you're number three?
J-Lo, playing Selena. And this was one of the first breakout roles that I can remember. She had this story from being the backup dancer in Living Color, one of the funk dancers there for the commercial breaks and the intros and outros, and she took this role as Selena after the tragic story of the real life character, and she portrayed it. If you go back and watch that movie and watch her in that movie, she's like a dead ringer for the real Selena character.
Mr. James almost playing her dad. Yeah. I love him. Yeah. Battlestar Galactica for life! But yes, he's great in that movie too. And she's awesome. This is a hard category to pick.
It was. But, a lot of great performances here, but when you're dealing with the best of the best in thespians, we got some award winners in this category. Why wouldn't it be? What was your number three?
Tom Hulce from Amadeus.
Amadeus.
He's terrific in this movie. Just the perform, like conducting the orchestra with how happy he is and convincing you of how happy he is, how emotional he is conducting the actual orchestra. That's the most fun of it.
That movie seems like it was ahead of its time. Time for how grand it was and how big its goals were there.
You know, F. Murray Abraham is worthy Oscar winner that year in lead actor, and he does beat out Hulce in the same category, which was a shame that they're both nominated in that category. It probably shouldn't have been that way. One of them should have got supporting, but I love both performances. I'm not a humongous fan of this movie, but it's a movie that I'm curious to revisit again. I saw it once years ago. I remember thinking, like, that is strange. Like, we may have to read retrospective on this.
It is at some point. The strangeness is ahead of its time.
When they come out with that next Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart film, we'll have to do a retrospective
when
on
they
the
retcon
Tom
it like they just did for Halloween. Sure,
F. Murray Abraham just series of podcasts. So, my number two is Marion Cotillard because I can't pronounce it.
I just wanted you to hear this name a bunch.
LaVienne Rose. Again, I don't love this movie now. I love the makeup. I love the performance. And the movie's strong enough, but this is an all-timer of a performance. This is just nothing but Oscar reel scenes from start to finish. And she's going off. She's ugling it up when she has to. She's got the makeup with the big schnoz.
All right.
But it works. And then it's really an incredible performance. Maybe an all-timer, and I loved it. Mike, your number two?
Jamie Foxx and Ray is my number two, and how can you argue with the Oscar award winner for Best Actor of that year that it came out? And it's kind of almost cheating because Jamie Foxx is, we've learned over the years, has a legitimate singing career as well.
It's true.
And he's obviously featured with a lot of Kanye songs and has his own singles out there that have hit Billboard charts. So his performance in Ray is spot on. He's Ray Charles.
The impression is dead on. The drama is some seriously moving stuff. I wish it didn't follow the same exact plot line as Walk the Line.
And that's my number one. I have Joaquin Phoenix as my number one from Walk the
Line. Yeah, so Jamie Foxx was my number one. That was an impressionable time in our music movies watching lives.
Well, they were right back to back, basically. Yes. They were in the same category, same years, same genre, same storylines, like
we're
you said.
We're both in college watching these movies. So. And we're seeing a lot of movies in college, way too many movies in college. Mm-hmm. If we didn't see as many, we wouldn't be doing this now.
Fair point.
All right, so that's the first of three top fives. The next category here, Mike, is the best fictitious musical biopic performance. So these are fake musical bios.
We're moving on from people who have portrayed real people in biopics to now musicians that have never existed in biopics.
True. So Lady Gaga is in A Star Is Born. A Star Is Born is not real Gaga Monsters, but it is. It's real now. Gaga Monsters is going to be mad.
Roger.
I just don't want to piss off the Gaga Monsters.
Why'd you have to come around me with an ass like that? What does that mean?
It's the worst impression ever. Speaking of, though, okay. Bradley Cooper is also from
of
this
course.
Year's Star Is Born. We have Jeff Bridges from Crazy Heart. I'm pretty sure that's fictitious. I'm going to look like a man with egg on his
noggin. Well, it is
noggin.
Now.
It is now.
Another award winner.
Jennifer Hudson, I know she's an amalgam of a
another
bunch of
award winner.
From Dreamgirls, Oscar winner. And speaking of the word Oscar, Oscar Isaac is in Inside Llewyn Davis.
Nominated. Yeah, we're all over the place
that's
here.
That's a frustrating-ass movie. Judy Garland from A Star Is Born.
Also, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, if you want to count her as a musician.
That is true. Billy Crudup from Almost Famous.
Yes.
I picked him out of that group.
Okay.
Would you agree
Fair.
With that?
Yeah. I don't think you can go wrong with any of them.
Okay. So Barbara Streisand from A Star Is Born. That movie was made a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
We have Steve Zahn. He is my pick for That Thing You Do, the best performance. Steve
okay.
Zahn is funny. You disagree?
I don't think he was the main guy. But
he's not the main
sure,
character. He's a supporting
right.
role. I didn't like the main character's performance.
That's fine.
I think he's a goofy. And I think Steve Zahn actually.
I'm okay with it because it didn't make my top five.
Steve Zahn's a great actor. Forever.
He is. Steve Zahn's a
Steve
fantastic
Zahn forever.
Actor.
Okay, so Beyonce and Dreamgirls.
Nah.
I didn't love that movie. Talk about singing the plot on the nose. I have the same voice.
You can cast us at MikeMikeAndOscar@gmail.com.
Yeah, you've basically heard the soundtrack for Dreamgirls now. John Belushi from The Blues Brothers. No, that's a... that's great. And Dan Aykroyd.
Yep.
Rawhide.
Yeah,
let's just do it again.
Elroy. Yeah,
another.
Sure.
Terrible impression Legendary. Of mine. Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act. How many times you watched this when you were a kid, Mike? Me, a lot.
A bunch. I have the VHS upstairs right now.
Love it. In a framed...
Yeah, of course. Hanging
portrait.
On the wall.
Great. Jack Black at School of Rock.
Another classic for
That's
us.
His best performance, in my opinion. Either that or Tropic Thunder, but he is so good in School of Rock. It's warranted that they did the Broadway thing with it. Loved
it's
it.
A long way to the top if you want to walk
Terrific,
roll.
Terrific movie. John C. Reilly and Walk Hard. Here
walk
you go.
Walk Hard.
Dewey Cox.
That's hard.
We laugh. We
I
laugh
love that movie.
A lot at that
I
movie.
I love that movie.
That movie kills me. Glenn Hansgard in Once.
Never seen it.
And Marketa Erglova in Once.
Never seen it.
Oh, Michael. I just want to just put my arm around you
yeah.
and just watch Once right now.
Well, we can do that. Let's pause.
Pause time for little Mike and Oscar
well,
break.
We're back 3.5 hours later after watching Once and crying.
What did you need that extra 2 hours for? This is one of my all-time favorite movies in this category for sure. Of course, Mike Myers in Wayne's World. We had some
naturally,
comedic performances and dramatic performances. So, top fives here, Michael. We're also going to pick our favorite movies out of this group. So, what is your number five?
As much as I hate doing it because I hate giving into this fan base, but I love Lady Gaga.
Sure,
and she was great in A Star Is Born, and
yep.
she's going to get nominated. And a lot of people still say she's going to win.
Right.
We'll see if that happens. But yeah, she's totally worth meriting at number five. I just, how I feel about all the hype for A Star Is Born.
My biggest problem, after we reviewed A Star Is Born, and we gave it a deep dive, but we didn't see it 14 times
right.
before we reviewed it. We saw it once and we reviewed it. I think to pinpoint what I don't like about her performance is not her fault. It's just like the writer, Bradley Cooper and company, just saying, insert Gaga Oscar scene here.
You think it's a little too baity? Too
yeah,
Oscar
it's like,
baity?
Insert Gaga Oscar scene in the bathroom. Yeah. Insert Gaga Oscar scene punching a mirror. It's just like
it could be. I think that second hour is going to hurt it, and you're starting to see the momentum slip back a little bit. I think it keeps up. I don't think this is going to sweep, but a lot of people still saying it is. So who knows?
To me, it's going to be worthy of a nomination. I think at the end of the day,
I do too.
It's a loaded category for me. But where she shines the most, and again, it's just because of the clumsy, kind of script a little bit
yeah.
that I'm mad at. Her dramatic performance, but her performance on stage and how she gets the drama through that. Again, we talked about Tom Cruise deserving an Oscar nomination because of all the stunt work he's able to
right.
pull off in a great action flick like Fallout.
Well,
she's able to pull off these musical performances. That should give
right.
her additional credo.
I agree. But I also don't think it's the best performance in that movie. As a little tease.
True.
What's your number five?
Sight Unseen, Mike. I haven't even seen it.
You're doing the blind draft pick here. You didn't even go to Russian to scout.
I'm going
to
say it's Judy Garland
All
for
right.
A Star Is Born 1954. I'm just going to hedge my bet that it should be her, even though I probably would have said, if you had to force me, Marketa Erglova from Once. Okay. I love that movie, and she's terrific in it, and she's not even an actor, and she's just a musician, and she pulls this off with flying colors, and my heart breaks for her just playing the piano.
So you have that much emotional manipulation, and yet you still are picking a movie you've never seen.
Because it's Judy Garland.
Right.
Right? I don't you. I have to? I'm going to look like
I didn't.
I'm going to look like such an idiot. You're comfortable looking like an idiot then.
Fair enough.
Shame, Bell, as I just hypocritically
covering your tracks.
Break every ethical rule in the top five book.
Being fearful of the monsters, want to not offend any of the Judy Garland fans.
So my number four is Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born.
You mentioned so she makes the cut, right? It's worthy. She Absolutely. Should be given credence.
Top five all time. In this category.
Yeah, I mean, she
Which
deserves.
Is more important than Oscar categories because it's an MMO category.
Obviously.
It's a Mike plus Oscars.
Right, and she deserves to, like you said, she deserves all the credit for being able to sing like that, but...
Reason and logic don't flow well with this podcast.
Should win.
Mike, you're number four.
Jennifer Hudson from Dreamgirls, her performance. I think it's an interesting discussion, too, if you want to compare Lady Gaga's performance in Star Is Born to Jennifer Hudson's in Dreamgirls. Obviously, Gaga had more exposure and more time for her character to develop.
Talk about a great... on stage performance Presence, within a yeah. performance.
And wow. you.
That blew me away. And I remember hating that movie and then loving certain points of that movie, yeah. and it was because of her.
No, she's awesome. And that's really what she kind of blew up onto the big screen, too.
She's my number three for that reason. What's your number three, Mike?
Jeff Bridges, Crazy Heart.
Yep.
I Jeff Bridges. I mean, he's great in anything he does. I didn't think he had that kind of restrained rock star performance in him, or restrained country rocker, whatever you want to call it.
I have called this movie something else in the in the past on Mike and Oscar, and I can't remember what I called it, but it's not. I want to say I called it Crazy Hard, but that would have been something that would have been something you would have laughed at.
Yes, it would have.
So
been.
I didn't call it Crazy Hard.
Wouldn't
but
have
I,
let it go either.
Crazy.
We're just stacking the sexual innuendos on top of each other at this
true,
point.
True. Yes.
As we just did with that Satan.
So he's going to be higher on my list, but I'm going to save my additions for that. But my number two is Bradley Cooper, Mike.
No arguments. That's my number one. I had a second. I have John Belushi and Blues Brothers, but I think the comedic performance that he puts on is great. I think that movie is legendary. It really set the blueprint for a lot of other stuff that came out that we now know is comedy now.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper, I was really impressed with his performance in A Star Is Born. I think he's probably my leader for best actor right now still.
He's got the longest arc, I would say, you know, in terms of degree of
most,
difficulty.
Yeah, he had the most to prove, I feel like, as far as any of these performances. Bradley Cooper, as a Southern rock star, shouldn't have, like, I had all these questions about it, and then in the first scene, we see him play Black Eyes, strumming the guitar, and it's like, oh, he can do this.
He's a rock star.
Yeah, he's an actual rock star.
He could have been a rock star instead of a writer, director, Oscar-nominated, multi-Oscar-nominated actor.
I went into that movie with, can Bradley Cooper pull this off? Why are we all sure Bradley Cooper can pull this off? To leaving that movie saying, I wish Bradley Cooper would go on tour. Like, literally, I would absolutely go see him if he had that set list that he plays in the movie, and it's just him singing.
I listened to that soundtrack an embarrassing amount
to Black Eyes. It has to be 500 times since I've seen the movie, at least.
I'm a huge fan of that soundtrack. And it's official. We're dorks. Old Black dorks.
Open wide.
We just called our whole audience old dorks, too. I just did.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Whatever. They've come this far.
All right, we're all old dork. Because, listen, when you're young and cool, do you listen to a movie soundtrack this many times?
When you're young and cool, I think you're listening to, like, fantasy baseball or baseball. Jesus, listen to me. Nobody plays fantasy baseball
Okay, we
anymore.
Were never yeah, young
we're
and
old.
Cool.
We're old
We've
now and crotchety.
Been old souls all along, and that's, all right, part
Love
of our
fantasy
appeal.
Baseball.
Anyway, Jeff Bridges is my number one. The dramatic scenes are phenomenal, and the way he plays Strung Out is incredible.
Can't blame me, and I thought Bradley Cooper was better. Jeff Bridges is
on the
hallmark.
Level. Bradley Cooper's winning it this year, isn't he?
And he's gotten the least amount, the less of the two performances. He's had the less momentum because there's
monsters
more,
on his side.
Well, there's also more categories for him, so I think people assume he's going to win one of them.
Right.
I think he's the best actor this year that I've seen. I know we got a lot more movies to come still, and we're going to do a lot more OSPs, but.
think he is too. He's my number one right now as well. Mike, are your favorite movie in this group? Your favorite comedy to start off?
My favorite comedy is Walk Hard.
Yeah,
it's either that or the Blues Brothers. I think they're both. Blues Brothers is more historically relevant. Walk Hard is absolutely hysterical. It holds up.
It's true.
If you could watch that movie in 50 years,
it's probably the funniest movie in that group. I'm going to say the best comedy of that group is School of Rock, even though it plays on.
I think I want to try some of that there cocaine.
Okay, you're still quoting Walk Hard. We could do this all day, by the way. Keep quoting Walk Hard. You don't want to do any of this shit. What's the quote?
And just the ending of that where like they
Tim Meadows kills me in that movie.
They have like the...
He's got to think about his whole life first.
I love that movie.
My son is smell blind. Margot Martindale's in that movie.
Wrong kid died.
Oh, God. Hysterical. Yes, you're right. But School of Rock is also great.
I love School of Rock as well. I will not begrudge you for that at all.
Musician comedy.
So, and that's Jack Black. You think when people say, what's Jack Black's best performance? Is it School of Rock? Is that like the movie he's known for?
Boy, it's tough. I mean, he's been great in other things in different ways, like Bernie.
Orange County?
No.
What? You didn't like that movie? Great.
No, that movie's terrible.
He takes off his shoes, but he still has his socks on before he jumps in the pool? Right.
Look, I haven't seen that in 37 years. I'm 34 years old. But maybe. I'm going to say maybe.
Because that's what you do after high school.
Oh, God. I'm going to say he's great in Tropic Thunder, Bernie.
Yes.
And he's great in School of Rock here. Now, I'm best movie of the group. My favorite movie of the group is Once. It may not be the best one. What is your favorite or best movie of that group, Mike?
I want so badly to not say A Star Is Born because I've railed against the momentum of it. I think it's That Thing You Do.
It's a good movie.
I don't know why Tom Hanks doesn't try to do more movies. Maybe it took that much out of him.
They hear that song on the radio in a lot of scenes, and each one of those scenes is good. It's always a good scene in that movie.
The inner workings of a band are displayed so well. Like, I have any idea what goes on with a band. But anyway, I think it's displayed really well. Tom Hanks wrote and directed it, too. Do more, Tom Hanks. Like,
again,
just do more.
It's on Netflix right now. I've mentioned this before, but honorable mention for me is The Commitments, if you want a movie about a rock band.
Oh, okay.
You know, Joe Cocker style singer. I've overhyped it by now, but if you want a musical movie that you think would be better than average, The Commitments.
And also, my favorite performance from that, speaking of Joe Cocker, is, I think, John Belushi doing Joe Cocker on the SNL stage.
I just didn't think Sing Street or The Commitments had any great performances in them.
Yeah.
You're right, John Belushi as Joe Cocker might be the greatest. Might be the greatest parody ever. There's a Joe Cocker Netflix documentary. It's a documentary on Netflix right now that I've had on my queue for a couple weeks. I want to watch it. So that means there's a big story about Joe Cocker. How did they not do that back in the 70s while John Belushi was still with us?
The biggest travesty of any of this is that Chris Farley and John Belushi never got to work together.
Absolutely.
God.
And the Adam Sandler tribute to Netflix special,
my God.
100%.
If you are a Chris Farley fan, an Adam Sandler fan, an SNL 90s fan, if you're any kind of fan, if it's a great special. It's very funny. He sings a song to Chris Farley that, like, every grown man I've talked to about that special is like, did you cry? Yeah, no, me either. You know, like,
no.
Just that. Oh, it's so gut-wrenching.
Fantastic. So, all right. So, a lot of musicians and rock stars and rappers, MCs.
Yes.
They've become thespians, Michael.
Sure.
And they've starred in movies as musicians, but they've also starred in movies and just rocked it out with great performances nonetheless. So we got a long list here. We're going to have to do best actress and actor to close this one out.
Yeah, there's some crossover appeal. You might hear some performances that we've already hit on, but this is kind of like the overall, the breakout performance / best acted performance by somebody who's not traditionally, or at least beginning as an actor.
Absolutely. So she wore a swan to the Oscars. Bjork from Dancer in the Dark. Lars von Trier.
All I know her for is the swan from the Oscars. Beating up a reporter.
Lady Gaga, Star Is Born. She's worn weird things to red carpets as well, like meat.
But yet nobody gives her shit about it anymore.
Right.
Bjork, we all know, is the crazy swan lady. And Lady Gaga wore red raw meat in a dress. And everyone's like,
do you think
she's going to win the best actress this year?
Do you think she'll do it at this year's Oscars again?
I think she's going to wear some. I think she's going to be looking like a goddamn queen on the red carpet for the Oscars.
Barbara Streisand in the same character role in A Star Is Born 1976.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously a great singer, first and foremost. Madonna in Evita. We didn't love that movie.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That movie's rough to watch if you're Mike or Oscar.
Years, decades. I watched it once and I was like, I'm good. Okay. And I love Madonna. I'm a big Madonna fan.
Me too.
I think she's an underrated actress.
I so badly wanted to say A League of Their Own.
Oh, she's great in that. Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, it's a smaller role, and it's kind of a, you know, whatever. It's an edgy role, but she's awesome in that. Anyway, Cher and Moonstruck, we reviewed it in one of our first few podcasts. Has nothing to do with this movie, but, you know.
You know what's amazing about Cher? Not only that I do a spot-on impression of her.
It's true.
She has reinvented herself every decade. And, like, she keeps coming. The 70s, she was Sonny and Cher. The 80s, she had this Moonstruck and this run with these movies. 90s, she has If I Could Turn Back Time at the beginning of the 90s. Believe comes out. She still steals
Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again.
Like, she keeps coming out. She's like the Undertaker in WWE. She never goes away.
Again, your analogies are insane. But, okay, it makes some sense. Yes, Cher has had a illustrious career. And wow, the bio we gave her, biofilmographer we gave her back in that Moonstruck 87 Best Actress. Go back and listen to that. We had fun with that episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
So another performance that we kind of reviewed in one of our Best Original Song half-isodes, it was the Flashdance one. Barbara Streisand as in the movie Yentl.
Papa, can you hear me?
She's great in that movie. That's one Barbara Streisand performance. We already mentioned another. And here's one more. Funny Girl. It won the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, so that's got to be up there. I seen this years ago. I don't remember it that well. But she's
I haven't seen Funny Girl in a while. I remember thinking she was great in it, though.
So to finish out the actress categories here, Mike, we have Beyonce from Dreamgirls.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jennifer Lopez from Selena, like we already mentioned. And then Dolly Parton's been in movies. I'm going to say 9 to 5 as a film I've seen.
That's fair. 9 to 5 is probably her best known one. Yeah, that's certainly her best known song from a film, I think. Bette Midler we could include, too, for The Boys. We reviewed that recently in one of our retrospectives,
91 Best Actress. Even though I think she was an unknown singer before she became like a Broadway sensation. So if you count Broadway sensation to film sensation.
I don't know her history well enough. Yeah.
Well, we did the bio. Right.
You remember this for a fact? Okay, yeah, you do.
She sang in that nightclub for a while, then she was on Broadway, and then she became famous silver screen, so stage to screen. I don't know if that counts in this category, I'm saying. Maybe Streisand had a similar movement up
Don't see For the Boys.
Yeah, For the Boys is not great, but she's very good in it.
She is. You can understand why she was nominated.
Honorable mention there. And you want to make one more honorable mention in the Best Actress category here of Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians?
Not only do I want to make an honorable mention, I want to say she made my list of the top five. And look,
is she a rapper? We don't know. We're not cool enough to know.
She has legitimate music videos on YouTube. She has legitimate songs for sale on iTunes. They're weird. They're like, I can't tell if they're serious or if she's just having fun, so I'm not cool
enough.
Here's
a question. Was she an actress first? I know she's a comedian all along.
Yeah, and she's like, she used to play the trumpet, she said, during her SNL monologue. Like, back in the day, she started as a trumpet player, so I'm including her. I don't care if
she's
cheating. Because she was hilarious. She's hilarious in everything she does. Her SNL episode that she hosted was, I thought, phenomenal. She was great in Crazy Rich Asians.
We could have played this cool, and of course, I am the biggest, you know, throw you under the bus / blow up your spot.
I thought you were
going to
say we're the definition of cool, so we know.
You're delusional. No, I'm just saying we have not played. We've outed ourselves as idiots every single time.
That's correct.
We could have played it cool.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to do your top five best actress before we move on to actors here? Again, this is musicians, just performance in a movie.
Yeah, so Awkwafina I put as my 4 for her performance in Crazy Rich Asians, but I put J-Lo Selena as my number 5.
Okay.
I explained why. Awkwafina, just to hit on her, she's hysterical. I mean, she really is funny. She has like a 2-line performance in a freaking Google Pixel whatever commercial, and it makes me laugh every single time.
She is so funny in Crazy Rich Asians. She really steals that movie. We did an Oscar Sprint profile on that. Go back and listen to it. It was a big hit.
Which might get nominated still. Movie is worthy of nomination.
Gold Derby's saying so. There's a lot of people have it in Gold Derby.
Can't wait to do our predictions in a couple months.
Serious pundits. And my number 5 is Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born. Mentioned my praise on that movie. Another star that was born, but in 1976, or she was born before that. I'm just going to stop talking now.
No, just keep going.
Anyway, I was Barbara, laying off. My analogies today are just, I'm making fun of your, there's a problem. I'm making fun of your analogies. Mine have just been, wow, terrible. Barbara Streisand.
When in 19- doubt, just compare it to The Undertaker.
Okay. In the Undertaker-like performance, not my number four, Barbara Streisand in A Star is Born. So two stars born, oh, five right. and four. Mike, your number right three?
My number three is Streisand from Funny Girl, the Oscar-winning performance there. Like I said, I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember
it's
really
it's
going
to be
really
my number two.
It. It's been a while.
Yeah,
okay, there
very
you go.
Good. Very good move. I wonder if that's the song. I don't know musicals well enough. Is that the song that Lady Gaga sings at the beginning of this year's A Star is Born? I think it is. People are going to just yell at their cars or headphones right now.
Yeah.
And people at work.
Well, let us
you.
Know because we're not smart enough to know. So if we should know that. No, leave it to the audience. Let us know. They can yell at us. That's fine.
Well, I think there was a Streisand tribute at the beginning of this year's A Star is Born.
I would be surprised if there wasn't. So okay. Yeah, that would make sense. But
so that, again,
that's sure.
My number two. What's your number? My number three is Sharon Moonstruck, Michael. I really love that.
So you've
movie.
Hit on all mine. Sharon Moonstruck is one for me.
Oh, cool.
Because I was blown away by her performance. She topped Meryl Streep, like we talked about in one of our very first
Which
episodes.
I don't know if we agreed with necessarily.
No, I didn't. Straight up, I didn't agree with. But
Meryl Streep was not an all-time Grammy-winning musician before she became
and this
an
role
actress.
For Cher in Moonstruck. I mean,
it's great.
Perfect. Perfect for her.
Snap out of it.
Snap out of it. Perfect for her.
What a great
Love
line.
That movie. I'm not a rom-com guy. I love that movie. It's hilarious all throughout, and she's a big reason why. Gaga in A Star is Born is two. She's going to get nominated. I've already spoken my piece about that. I think she's very worthy. A very great performance. Streisand, Funny Girl 3. So I've done my, that's my top
so
five.
My
there.
Number one is Yentl. I remember oh, all right, seeing cool. that movie in like a seventh grade class. We had to sign a waiver saying we can see butt of Mandy Patinkin.
Can you? Yeah. How would
Mandy
your parents?
Mandy Patinkin butt
I'd
waiver.
I like to think at the waiver, just at the top in big bold Might letters,
butt
it,
and
it
dick.
Said like...
By the way,
waiver for Mandy Patinkin butt.
Had to do it, but we got to see a great Barbara Streisand yes. performance in there. So yes. Yentl's a hell of a movie.
Was
she
it worth
sings
it?
To a candle without blowing it out.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a candle.
Yeah.
A hell of a movie. Definitely a father-daughter movie, an all-timer in that regard. I remember liking it back in seventh grade, I think. I thought. I don't remember. But
it's slow. I remember it's very
it's
slow.
It's slow. But it's got a Twelfth Night kind of... Yeah. You know, a little plot line there. I remember really liking that performance.
Here's what I'll say. If you're going to come to me to argue about the validity of liking Yentl, I won't argue with you.
Okay. It's cool. I get by once in a while on my musings.
Just don't let it happen again.
Scarlett Johansson is somebody we could have mentioned here. I think she became famous as an actress first, so I'm not going to allow her in this category. Okay, so we're going to move
Run
on.
Run down your top five again real quick for me.
So my top five was Lady Gaga as A Star is Born, Barbara Streisand, same movie, different era. Sharon Moonstruck, Streisand Funny Girl, Streisand Yentl. How about you? What was your five?
Five J-Lo for Selena, Awkwafina, I Might Be Cheating, They're Crazy Rich Asians, Streisand and Funny Girl, Gaga, A Star is Born, number one is Cher. Moonstruck. Cool. So that's the female side of it. What about the male side of it? All the musicians that were known for their music before their acting that actually pulled off decent performances. What's our list here, Michael?
So Eminem and 8 Mile. He's pretty good.
Go
at
ahead. Tell these people something they don't already know about me.
Rap battling is his
I'm not
go-to.
A rap battler is what I'm trying to say.
No, we're going to see Bodied, though, aren't
yeah.
we? Because that looks pretty funny. It looks
great
crazy.
Reviews.
Meatloaf, I'm going to say in Fight Club. Because that's the most known Meatloaf performance, and I think he's very good in that. They're cult follower eyes.
I just had a conversation with one of my friends. I referred to Meatloaf as the guy in Fight Club. They laughed it off. They're like, oh, and then like 3 seconds later, he was in Fight Club, wasn't he? He was Bob with the big boobs.
Yep. Yes, he was. This is Sean Diddy Combs. Get him to the Greek. He was funny.
Funny. Probably not winning awards for that performance, but funny.
He was funny as hell, though. David Bowie was in Labyrinth, Michael.
We talked about this recently on one of the episodes. A lot of people hold that performance in high regard. Very close to the vest.
Justin Timberlake as Sean of Napster fame in The Social Network.
He's
pretty good
so
in that.
So good to me in that role of like the sleazy, slimy salesman that it makes me wonder if me liking him is all an act and a facade by him. And he's got the whole world fooled.
He just has you fooled. Your heart is broken.
I'm in. I don't don't care. He could be the biggest dick in the world.
Oh, okay.
He's on the Mount Rushmore Man Crush Hall of Fame for me.
Yeah, he's awesome in that movie. David Fincher just gets the best out of his actors, though, too. You know what I mean? If you're going to go to, like, a makeshift acting school, the 75,000 take a day David Fincher might be the way to go.
It's a decent school to attend.
Yeah, that's going to teach you how to act right there and then. I like David Fincher movies. Anyway,
he's one of the best.
Mark Wahlberg is really funny in The Departed. That's a pretty darn good performance. I have given him hard time.
You Wahlberg. Have.
All the money in the world, I gave him a hard time.
Right, and there's reason, too. I mean, he is certainly, he has those performances that, you know, Contraband, that those January releases that I'm pretty sure he might have gone on record once or twice in saying that he's done for the money. So it gets, but he certainly has, when his feet are held to the fire, he has great performances in him. And that's why it's so disappointing to see the other ones.
Frank Sinatra, Mike, Robin and the Seven Hoods is the movie I've mentioned. I am wrong. I'm sure he was much better in many other movies.
Yeah, I just don't have it. You could say the same for Elvis. You know, I just don't have the exposure to him.
Elvis I have as an honorable mention here. Terrence Howard in Hustle and Flow.
Bump that trick!
It's a hell of a movie. I remember that director came out with a couple years in a row there. He was you know, the Black Snake Moan and Hustle and Flow.
What 3-6 Mafia won their Oscar for.
Yeah, yeah. So Will Smith was in Ali, The Pursuit of Happiness, rapper before. Now, here's the question I wonder about. I know Quincy Jones discovered him because that's a great documentary, or a very strong documentary, let me say. I've had my quibbles with it on Netflix right now. I wonder if Will Smith became a rapper sensation first. Parents don't understand, just don't understand. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air first. Which was it?
I'm going off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure he was a rapper first.
Okay.
And then they gave him Fresh Prince because he had a little notoriety, and then he exploded.
Got it.
I think. I could be wrong.
He counts. Otherwise, that throws my top five out of whack. Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club. Great in that movie.
I love Jared Leto, man. As a singer, as an actor, I will fall on the sword for him.
Dean Martin, I'm sure a lot of movies I don't know. Elvis. Now, Tupac, you're going to say Belly as his best performance?
No, not. I thought he was in Belly, but it's not. It's Juice. I get them confused, but it's a Juice he was in. He's on my list. I thought he was great.
Sure. Mos Def is in a lot of movies. Ice Cube is in a lot of movies. They haven't done Oscar stuff necessarily.
Man, you can talk me into an Oscar nomination for Tupac and Juice. He plays that character well.
You have a selective memory. There's no way. There's no way. Because I just watched him in Above the Rim, and he was awful. He's the worst coach in the history of the world. I know. Don't speak ill of the dead. I know. Well, he's a great musician. I love his
that
music.
Juice,
I grew up on
that Juice character was.
I haven't seen Juice. Okay.
I haven't seen it. It was written well for him.
All right, I'm going to disqualify Billy Bob Thornton, Russell Crowe, Bruce Willis, and Joaquin Phoenix from this category. They are musicians that I think they became famous as musicians after they became famous as thespians,
Johnny Depp in that, too.
They don't count.
The Hollywood Undead.
All right, you ready to rank your top five here, Michael?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, you're number five.
Timberlake, Social Network.
I want to say the same thing. I'm upset with myself. It's like I got a bad haircut. I'm upset.
Right,
with
yeah. Well, you can't go back. Just like
can't
a bad
go
haircut.
Back. I said it's Mark Wahlberg from The Departed, which I love that performance.
Who I bumped for Timberlake from Social? I will not quibble with you there. Those are both very good performances.
My number four is Terrence Howard in Hustle and Flow.
Bump that trick! That's all I remember from Hustle and Flow is that song and that scene in the recording.
He has a grill. I remember he's going off, though, in that movie. So that's my number four. Your number four, Mike?
David Bowie, The Goblin King, forever.
I don't think they should be sequeling that movie at all.
They shouldn't be sequeling Labyrinth. I don't think they should be remaking Labyrinth. Just let Labyrinth lie, but it's Hollywood.
I remember being in love with Jennifer Connelly after that movie, but yeah.
You and the rest of America, I think.
Okay, so you're number three, Mike?
Tupac, man! Juice, get some!
It can't be right, it just can't. You can't.
It's so
your subjective number three cannot be right.
It's a hot take, without question, and there's no way it would hold up in court, but it's not an Oscars-worthy performance. I was being facetious, but it's... Listen, for who Tupac was as an actor, that character is written really well. And he sings about, obviously, changes and the struggles and the pain. He had a lot of conflict
going on. Double standard alert here, folks.
All right, that's fine. I loved him.
Speaking of, you know, both our number threes are controversial because I know a lot of people who hate the movie Ali. from Michael Mann. I really liked it. Him in Africa, Ali Pumbaa going against George Foreman. One of the greatest, rope-a-dope, one of the greatest stories ever in sports.
Shot really well, too, from a cinematic standpoint, in the ring there. And
this movie worked for me, and I thought his performance was pretty darn good as Muhammad Ali. He was nominated for an Oscar, so, you know, the Academy agrees with me, as usual. No, I'm just saying, that's my number three.
Of Mike.
My number two is Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness.
You're a shell.
I just saw this again. His performance is really good. Willow's performance is very good. His son's.
I don't think I've ever seen The Pursuit of Happiness. I've only heard good things, though.
Will Smith invented the I'm talking as I have tears in my eyes performance that Sterling K. Brown really stole from. Okay. I know, a lot of people, but Sterling K. Brown makes a living on it now. Tears in My Eyes performance, he's great at it. Yeah. He's done it in every movie that we've seen recently. Will Smith did it for a lot of The Pursuit of Happiness, but Will Smith did it differently. Like, Sterling K. Brown doesn't do it as much anger, mm-hmm. but Will Smith does it with anger in this movie. Crying, yeah. angry tears.
I will not yell at you because Will Smith's my number two from Concussion, of course. No, I'm just kidding. I'll tell the truth.
That's a bad movie.
Terrible performance in a terrible movie.
That's a bad movie.
But him in Men in Black, I liked Ali as well. I was a fan of it. I thought it was a little overdone, but Men in Black, Ali, pick your Will Smith performance. Either one, I think works.
I love Men in Black. I still love it.
It's funny. Two and three are funny, too. They get bad reps.
And did we both choose the same number one?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto and Dallas Buyers Club.
I love him.
That's incredible.
I could say Dallas Buyers Club, or I could say Requiem. Either one of those for me. Requiem for
I
a Dream.
I never want to see Requiem for a Dream again.
So it's soul-taking. It just takes everything out of you to watch that. You have to be, like, ready. You have to clear your schedule to watch that. You can't have anything to do that night. You just have to sit there.
Talk about an unexpected horror movie. We should have put that in the scaries.
Oh, God, yeah. It just transcends it. It's above everything. But, yeah, either one of those, he's really at his wit's end in both movies in a lot of different ways. I love Jared Leto, man. I've tweeted about it. I will protect his ability. I think he's a talent.
A lot of great performances in music movies here, Mike.
Yeah. And listen, if we overlooked your favorite, then we want to hear from you. If you think we're wrong, we want to hear from you. If you agree with us, we want to hear from you. You can reach out to us and fill us in on any of those big top fives that we have. We had three of them this episode. We're going to keep doing these as they come up sporadically. You can reach out to us, Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM, and Oscar on the Twitter machine, Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com, and on Reddit. We're available everywhere you hear podcasts. Mike? Your final words of wisdom here in our debut top five episode.
These movies should make more money. Over time, they have underperformed at the box office. Or, you know, think about movies that have underperformed. It's been music movies. Like, Star is Born is an outlier, really.
Fair point.
Walk the Line is an outlier, really. A lot of these movies underperform. So go see music movies and we'll get more of these. Because we love these movies.
Yeah.
We love movies about musicians. Ever since.
Keep
so
letting,
have I.
Let talented people do talented things.
I love documentaries about.
Yep,
that's my go-to. We grew up on Behind the Music, right?
Yes.
In
bring
that era.
Too, VH1.
Just keep making Behind the... VH1 Behind the Music should be its own just...
Network.
Anthology of films, right?
I remember they did one on Weird Al back in the day, and that was
how
like,
many times have we watched that? I love that.
It's like, this is probably it.
Weird Al needs a movie. It should be starring Weird Al as young Weird Al, old Weird Al, middle Weird Al.
Lady Gaga Weird Al, like in the Born This Way video. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
See ya.